Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
You're welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm sure you are blessed. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 20th day in April 2024. God wants you to prosper. Part 5. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, our theme scripture says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Lord, we thank you, Father, for a beautiful day that you have made and you have caused us to be part of it. We thank you for life, for the gift of life. We're also thankful for health and strength, for your goodness to us and our loved ones. We thank you, Father, for your word that you have sent to us today. We receive it with grateful hearts and we ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. As we conclude our discussions about kingdom prosperity and God's positive disposition towards the prosperity of his beloved children, it is important to emphasize the need for every believer to excel in the grace of giving. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 7, Apostle Paul said, But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we inspired in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Why is this important? Because it is more blessed to give than to receive. In Acts chapter 20 verse 35, Apostle Paul said, And I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Beloved, if you find it difficult or struggling to give or give generously, then you need to receive the grace of giving. Yes, you need the grace of giving to become a generous giver. Otherwise, you will always desire to give without actually giving. Please note that generous giving is not a function of how much a person has, but how much grace he has received. A dear brother once told me that he found it very difficult to part with his money, even though God has blessed him with so much of it. He acknowledged that it was a problem because even his wife and children were affected by his inability to give. I referred him to Apostle Paul's exhortation in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 7 and asked him to pray until he received that grace of giving. On the other hand, I know a dear sister whose salary was very meager but was very who was very generous in her giving from her little income. The difference between the two of them is that while the grace was of giving was abundant in the life of the sister, the brother did not have that grace working in his life. Beloved, please pray until you have that grace of giving working in your own life. Don't always see yourself as the one who needs help from other people. While it is not out of place to pray for God to connect you with your vision helpers, you should also pray that God should also connect you with those whose visions you are meant to support. You are another person's vision helper. Always look out for opportunities to be a blessing to the work of God, to your spiritual parents, to your biological parents and family members, to the less privileged around you, and don't hesitate to support laudable community projects in your area, because the reason God blessed you was for you to become a blessing. While you are encouraged to give generously, it is important to draw a line between emotional giving and spirit-led giving. Let your giving be spirit-led, so you don't give and then regret thereafter. God wants you to give generously, but He also wants you to give cheerfully. Practice what I call balanced giving. By my definition, balanced giving is generously with cheerfulness. You must learn to balance generosity with cheerfulness. In other words, don't give generously without being cheerful with the giving. And don't give cheerfully without being generous with your giving. Examine yourself and begin to do what is right in the sight of God when it comes to the issue of giving and receiving. Shalom. Let us pray, believers. Say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to give me the grace of giving, the grace for giving, and the wisdom to know how to balance generous giving with cheerful giving. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family.
We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket, River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Ron Kenali singing, Give to the Lord. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Here we go. Watch me. Give, and it will come back to you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give, give to the Lord. Help me out now, here we go. Give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give, give to the Lord. Give in love, give in faith, give with joy and a smile on your face. Give as the Lord has given to you. How you give is a reflection of your gratitude. So give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Give, and it will come back. Give to the Lord. From your heart, give your best. Give unto God, and you will be blessed. Don't be stingy, and don't be tight. Learn from the widow in the Bible, who gave her last night. So give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, press down, shake it together, and run. And it will come back to you. When you give to the Lord. Yeah. When you give.